WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset, your friendly neighborhood guide to starting strong and staying calm, even when life throws you curveballs. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and maybe a sprinkle of caffeine. Today's topic, staying focused on goals. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once, bouncing from task to task, never really finishing anything? You know that feeling when you start out strong, all fired up about a project, only to find yourself scrolling through social media an hour later, wondering where the time went? Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you lock in on your goals and actually achieve them. Think of it as a mental GPS for success. First up, clarity is king. You wouldn't jump in a car without knowing where you're going, right? Same goes for your goals. Take some time to really define what you want. Get specific. Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, try I want to run a 5K in 3 months or I want to cook at home 5 nights a week. The clearer your vision, the easier it is to chart your course. Next, break it down. Big goals can feel overwhelming, like trying to climb Mount Everest in one day. Instead, chop that mountain into manageable steps. Think of it like those satisfying Lego sets built one piece at a time, and before you know it, you've got the whole picture. Smaller milestones also give you a sense of accomplishment along the way, keeping you motivated and engaged. Now, let's talk about distractions. They're like those pesky mosquitoes that buzz around your head just when you're trying to enjoy a peaceful moment. They're everywhere: social media, emails, notifications. The key is to minimize them. Designate specific times for checking those things and try using apps or tools that block distracting websites during your focused work sessions. Remember, you're in control of your attention, not the other way around. Here's another one. Celebrate your wins. Even the small victories deserve a little recognition. Give yourself a pat on the back, treat yourself to something you enjoy, or simply take a moment to savor the feeling of progress. Celebrating your successes keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. Finally, be kind to yourself. There will be days when you feel off track, when motivation dips, and distractions seem like an unstoppable force. That's okay. It happens to everyone. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, take a deep breath, and get back on track. Remember, progress isn't always linear, it's more like a winding path with ups and downs. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Imagine you've decided to finally learn that new language you've been eyeing for ages. You set your goal. I want to be able to hold a basic conversation in Spanish by the end of the year. You break it down into smaller goals. Learn 50 new words every week, practice speaking with a tutor twice a month, and watch a Spanish movie once a week. But then life happens: deadlines at work, unexpected social events, that Netflix binge you couldn't resist. Before you know it, you're feeling overwhelmed and discouraged. What do? You remember those key takeaways. Take a deep breath, remind yourself of your why did you want to learn Spanish in the first place? Then, refocus on your plan. Maybe adjust your schedule, find smaller chunks of time for practicing, or even celebrate those small victories like mastering a new phrase or confidently ordering coffee in Spanish. Remember, staying focused on goals isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up consistently, adjusting when needed, and celebrating every step forward. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you conquer your goals and keep the focus laser sharp. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little stoic motivation in their life. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until then, stay strong, stay calm, and keep crushing those goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.